Okay, we are up to Daniel Perek Zayin. We have finished the story part of Sefer Daniel, and now we get to the vision part of Sefer Daniel. Up till now, it was basically in order, right? It was Daniel with Nebuchadnezzar, it was Hanani, Mishael, Azariah with Nebuchadnezzar, it was Daniel with Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar's grandson, it was Daniel with Daryavesh, right, the king of Persia. And now we go back at the beginning of Perek Zion. We talk about something, a dream that he had in the first year of Belshazzar. So even though Melech Bavel has already been destroyed, as we already learned earlier, but now we have visions in Sefer Daniel, and they're all put together, because first we have the stories, and then we have visions. This Perek is the story of the vision of the four unusual animals that come out of the sea in the vision of Daniel, and what their symbolism is. This is the last parak that's going to be in Aramaic. After that, it's going to switch back to Hebrew. And this parak is in first person, right? It's Daniel describing, besides the first pasuk, which is the background, Anshei Knesset Gadola put that in. But besides that, it is Daniel talking about the four animals that he sees coming out of the sea, symbolizing the four Golios. Some suggest that the last dream of Nebuchadnezzar, which also had the four the statue with the four parts, which also symbolized the four Golios, that was more than 50 years ago, and therefore Bnei Yisrael needed an extra little chizik to be able to remember that this Golos is not going to be forever, and therefore this was given again. So the pasuk says, Bishnas Chada, in the first, that's what this background, by the way, is the Malbim. What I just said is the Malbim, that the story part is the first six prakim. Kvar Siper Bisofi Me Belshazzar Malchus Daryavesh, already said that. Rakan Matchil HaChelek HaSheni Mizeh HaSefer, the second half of the Sefer, Shebechelek HaRishon, right, six prakim, Bechelek HaRishon, Siper Koros Daniel, Umikan Yazchel LeSaper Nevuosav, his visions, Ubo Dvarav, Belashon Medaber Ba'ado, it's first person, Shehuatzmo Kasav, Kol HaDvarim, Kamo Sheim, right, he wrote all these things that happened. So, Bishnas Chada Le Belshazzar Melech Bavel, in the first year of Belshazzar, the king of Bavel, Daniel Chelem Chazah, he saw a vision, he had a dream, V'chezve Reishe Al Mishkeve, he had a vision of his, in his head, on his bed, Bedayin Chelma Ksav, and then he, when he woke up, he wrote down the vision, Reish Milein Amar, first he, and then he said it. Right, he wrote it down, and then he explained it. The Malbim says, maybe this is based on the fact that we know the halach is in Yeridea, in Siman Reish Ayin Tadala, that before the Sofer writes something, he has to say it. Like the Gemara also, about the last day Pesukim of the Torah. Up until the last day Pesukim of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Omer V'Kosev. Omer V'Kosev. So the Malbim says, maybe that's what he was doing here. He was saying it before he wrote it, having both of those so that you'd be able to treat it as Kisvei HaKodesh. If you look at the Rinas Yitzchak, he has a different suggestion based on the Reb Chaim that we mentioned a number of times already, and that is the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Nevi'im is meant to be said over. That's the essence of Nevi'im from the word Niv Svatayim. It's meant to be said over. Memela, it's written down also because it has messages for us, but it was given to the Navi to say over. Ksuvim was given to the Navi to write down and for people to learn from its being written down. So that's why suggests the Rinas Yitzchak, based on that Reb Chaim, that's why he wrote it down. He wrote it down because inherently it was ksuvim. It wasn't meant to be a vision that was going to be taught verbally, directly, but it was meant to be written down and then learn from there. Well, lefizeh nireh, that is why. And that's why when he woke up, he says, "Ratzalom betchila kasav hanevua shelo yachar kach amru mitoch haksav kedin aksuvim shedina lehe'amer mitoch haksav." So you have the Malbim and you have the Rinas Yitzchak based on the Reb Chaim. So he wakes up in the morning after he has this amazing vision. He writes it down and then he says it on a Daniel va'amr. And he told Chai Yisrael this vision. He understood the vision. Chazei haveis bechezviim lelya. I saw va'aru arba ruche shmaya megichon liyamaraba. The wind started picking up and the Yam, the was raging. The Arba Chavon Ravravon Sulkim and Yama, four wild beasts were coming up from the Yam. They were all coming, all these Golios that it symbolized were coming from the depths. They weren't coming from the Shemayim. As we're going to have after this, the ultimate Mashiach is going to come from the Shemayim, coming up from up above, but it's coming from the depths. As we'll see, Shanyan Daminda, each one was different than the other one. Each one was different. Rav Sadia Gaon says here, very graphically and emotionally, Shono Zumi Zubik Zerosan. these Galios were different in their Xeris, right? Again, every symbol, it's a physical vision, but it was symbolic of everything, as we know. Nebuchadnezzar, they were all different visions. One was a lion, one was a bear, as we'll see. Nebuchadnezzar, Gazer Labo Litzelem, the over Yushlach Lekiv Shana Eish. As we've said, you go, Nebuchadnezzar, what did he look like? His Xeris, or Avodah Zarah? And thrown into the fire if you don't bow down. Achashverosh Zimim Besudaso, Kol Yisrael Achshilam. Achashverosh brought all the Jews to get them to intermarry and get them to assimilate. Vegidel Haaman Lushum Tzelem B'Tzavaro, and put a Tzelem he allowed to, on Haman's neck. Levishal Yishtachva Litla Be'etz. Yavon Gazrol Abris. Mishiyamalas Benovi Yishmar Shabbos Yarek Becherev. And everyone has a different death. Hanging. Yavon had, will be killed with a cherev against Bris Mila and Shabbos. Edom, Gazra, Al-Kala, Mitzvahs, Shabbat Torah, Ve'gozeres, Shmados. And it was just total shmad, as we'll see when it comes to Edom in Rome. So each one was different than the other. Kadmaisa, Ka'aryeh. The first one was the lion. First one was the lion. Throughout Shrat Tanakh, Nebuchadnezzar and Bavel is symbolizing as the lion. The lion, Rashi here says Bavel. Vagapin di Deshar Leh, he had wings of an eagle. Chazeh Havis, Adi Meritu Gapeh. I saw until its wings were plucked out, symbolizing the downfall of Bavel. Unatiles min ara, and was lifted off the ground. Valraglayan ke'enash hakimas, it had human legs. Ulevav enash yehivle, and had a human heart. Some say that means when Nebuchadnezzar came back after all the years, that he was as an animal, then he had a human heart. The Abarbanel goes through, in his commentary, each of the six descriptions of Bavel. He goes through each one, Kedarka Bakodesh, figuring out exactly what each one symbolizes. Right, the wings of an eagle symbolizes the swiftness of his the power and overcoming, and the other, we have to go through each one, right? The Meritu Gape, its wings were plucked off. That's the Parasumade, plucking it off and killing Balshitsar, right? Each one is symbolic of something. Good. Va'aru Cheva Achari, and the second one that comes out, Tinyana Dami Ladov, it's like a bear. It's like a bear. Chazal say Paras. Persia is like a bear. They're fat like a bear. They eat like a bear. That's what the Gemara says. Ochlam v'shosim kedov umsurbalim bebasar kedov. That's the Gemara Kiddushin on daf ayin beis. V'listar kad hakimas. It stands on the side. Rashi says that means there was 1 year of Madai, so it had a weight delay after Bavel. Madai paras are considered one, but it waited on the side. Utlas ilin befuma bein shina. It had three ribs in its teeth. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes others also, the three kings, Koresh, Achashverosh, Daryavish, other symbolism of three. V'chein amrim le, kumi achuli besar sagi, come eat flesh, come eat a lot of flesh. That is the second, that is paras. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and one has to learn that Gemara in parallel with this story here, talks about in the future all the nations of the world are going to be judged. As we'll get to a little bit later by the Shem and the Parak, that Hashem is going to judge all these nations. But the order there, the first one that comes in, is Miyan Nechmasa Olafana Malchus Romi Tchila. Rome comes first, which is the last one in here. It's the most chashiv, as we will see. It's the most chashiv. We mean all in the chashiva, because the pasuk says here in our parak, v'seicho kol ara v'sudushine v'sadkine. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Zu Romi v'chayeva shemitiva yatsa b'chol olam. We mean all in the man the chashiv ayav ereisha. The most chashiv one goes first. Fine. So after HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with Rome, which was the most chashiv, then comes Persia. Yatzas Malchus Romi v'Nichlas Malchus Paras Acharei Amai Taima Di Chashiva Basuris. The next Chashuv after Edom Uminalon Dechsiv Arocheva Achri Tinyana Dami Ladov, because it says the second one that comes in is similar to a bear. But then Rav Yosef Yilah Parsiim Sheochlim Bishosik Kedov Meserolan Kebaser Kedov Umagalin Seir Kedov Veinlam Menucha Kedov. What's the problem? If you look up that pasuk, it's second. You're right, it's second, but it's second to Bavel. It's not second to Edom. So Bavel is the lion. So he has Tosfos there. Vim Tomar Adaraba. Malchus, right, if you don't read the Pasuk, you don't go through the Pesukim, you don't know what Tosfos' Kasha is. Tosfos says, I understand. Yes, Rome is going to say it's the most Kasha. But really, Paras is second to Bavel. Vim Tomar Adaraba. Malchus Bavel Adifa. Shinim Shlola Ari. Dichsiv. And he quotes the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. He could also quote the Pesukim earlier in this Perek and Daniel. Allah Aryeh Misivcho V'Ha'ari Melech Shebachayos. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, diavagav da'ari melech, mikol makom tov hu Misukan Yoser or Az Yoser. The lion is the king of the animals, but a bear is extremely dangerous. Ubal Tachbulos. It tries to use strategies in order to get people. Okay, one answer of Tosfos. Reb Yitzchak Befarish, to Bavel O Nimshala Ari Ela B'Shashayis Amoshelas B'Chol Olam. Bavel was only temporarily like an Ari. V'yatahi Mamlacha Shvela, but now it's a lowly Malchus. Ava Paras, Gamatahi Chashuva Acharomi. But even now, Paras lasted. Didn't totally get wiped out. V'tamod V'chashivusa At Samoch L'Bias HaMashiach K'moshe Befarish B'Samoch, as it says later on in the on the daf of Avodah Zarah daf Beis. Maybe we'll get back to that Rav Shem soon. But anyway, that's the second one. So the second one here is Paras, which is symbolized by the bear. And then Ba'asar Dinah Chazi Havis Aru Achri Kenamer. Then a third, a leopard. V'leis Samsei, because the Yavan is a leopard, and it was spotted with Xeris of all types. V'la Gapin Arba the Ofal Gaben has four wings on its. On its back, what does that symbolize? So some say, suggest Alexander the Great was the first major Greek leader. He died very young. He died when he was like 32. And after he died, the Malchus was split up into four different parts. The Rav Sadia Gaon here mentions Talmite got Egypt, and you know there's different areas. Rashi here quotes from Josephus, Dal and Moshlim Shechalach Lem Alexandrus Mukton, but Moso is Malchuso. He didn't have any sons. He split up onto his four advisors. So one was his brother. But either way, that's the four wings on the back of this leopard. Va'arba Reishin Lechevsa, and four heads. V'shaltan Yehavle, and he had rulership. Basar Dina Chaze Havis Bechez Vibalalia. Then I had another night dream. The Medrash says it was a different night, because it's a different category. Va'aru Cheva Rivia, a fourth Chaya. Dechila ve'emsani ve'takifa yatira, extremely fearful and awesome, and it doesn't even say exactly the type of animal that it was. That's fascinating, right? This is Edom or Seir or Romi, however one wants to understand it, but it's not even described. So some say it's not described because it was something, but there's no human animal to describe it to, so that's why he didn't say anything. There's a medrash that says maybe it was like an elephant, but others say that maybe, we know in Chazal, that Edom is compared to a chazir, compared to a pig, and that's why Daniel didn't want to mention the pig, and that's why he didn't say exactly the type of animal that it was. Okay, either way, these are the four, and the fourth one obviously is Edom. We mentioned it earlier, but I'll mention it again. All the Mefarshim talk about here, Rov Rishonim, Rashi, and the Ramban, and the Rambam, and the Abarbanel, and the Malbim, all a whole that the four, these are the four Malchias as we just explained them. Bavel, and then Parasumadai, and then Yavan, and then Rome. Within Rome, within Edom, as we're going to describe, is Yishmael. Yishmael is a subset within the fourth. The Eben Ezra and the Mesudas David hold that really Edom is connected to Yavan in the third, and Yishmael is separate in the fourth. Right, because that's what the Eben Ezra asks. How could Yishmael not be there? Yishmael was major. How many Jews has Yishmael killed? So that's what the Ramban says that no, that Yishmael is included in Edom. Why isn't it known as a fifth separate one? Because the Ramban says in Sefer HaGeula that the four Golios are the four Golios that affected the Jews directly. They were Magle, and they ruled over the Jews. Yes, Yishmael came out of during the time of Galus Romi, but they weren't maglas. They torture us. They hurt us. But it wasn't called a separate Galus in that way. But there's a lot of discussion in all the Mefarshim regarding that issue. But again, Rove assumed that Rome and Yishmael are both together in the fourth. But again, it says here that it's the scariest. That's the Gemara that said before Chashav Shabakulan Vishinayin Di Parzala, and it had iron teeth. Achlo, Madko, Sharabragled, Rafsa, it destroyed. Vimishanya min kol chevasa dikadme. It was different than all the other ones that were earlier. For Karnayan Asarle, it had 10 horns. Mistak, and what were the 10 horns? Again, this is referring possibly to the 10 emperors that Rome had. The Rav Sadia Gaon says they were split up into 10 different areas, right? Something with the 10. Mistak al havas bekarnaya, I was busy looking at these horns. Va'alu karen achri, there was another horn. Ze'era silkas beneon, another smaller horn that started coming up, I saw on this animal. Utzlas min karnaya kadmayasa isakara min kadama. And three of the 10 were knocked out because of this one that became bigger as it went on. Va'ailu ainin ka'ainei anasha. And this horn had eyes, like the eyes of a person. Bakarnada. Upuma malal daravavan, and it spoke in a very arrogant way. Rashi, the other Mefarshim say this is referring to Titus. Titus, the arrogance the general that destroyed Bayis Sheni. What is this small horn? So many pshatim given. What is this small horn? The Abarbanel and the Malbim both say the papacy. The small horn is the Pope. It started off small, but then it became major, and a major player regarding the fate of the Jews. Right? That's what the Malbim and the Abarbanel both suggest. Kivan al memsheles apifior asher hizchil baromi shoy betchilaso ma'ate uzi'ira. It was small, vakisari mamoshel malchus romi, but the Caesars shekalot achte kol eser kronos yisbechuba derechaka gavur akeren azeh bimei kesar Constantine shalokach es silvestero apifior shoy Sylvester shoy nechba b'ma'ara v'evil l'romi. Okay, he's referring to that, and that obviously led to much, right? Others suggest maybe this is referring to Muhammad. If you say that Yishmael came out and is considered the fourth Golus, so maybe that's who it is referring to. Either way, this pasuk of the other horn is the source and the beginning of religious wars. Wars in the name of God, wars that go against the Jews and crush and destroy Jewish communities in the name of God. And that's what the reference of these horns that are on this animal that we don't even know exactly what it is, and the eyes and the arrogance. Chaze Havis Ad, and then what happens? Pasuk Tes. Then he sees a throne. Chaze Havis Adi Karsavan Ramiv. He sees thrones that are thrown. Maybe this means thrown to sit on. Maybe this means just thrown away. V'atik Yomin Yasiv. What does that mean? The one of old days is sitting. Rashi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoshev LaMishpat Al HaMalchus Hazu. Hashem is sitting on the throne. V'yal Shalafanea Sheikh Isu Lafanev V'yitziku Labanev. He's about to judge all of these nations in history that took care of his, that tortured his children. Levushe Kislachivar. His clothing is like white snow. Usa'ar Reshe Kamar Nakeh. And his hair is like white wool. Karsiyeh Shvivet Dinur. The throne is made of fire. Right, you can't go. Many psukim talk about Hashem is made of fire. You can't get close to Him. Galgilohi nuur dalik, and the wheels are also a lit fire. Says the Rav Sadia Gaon and all others, Hashem really doesn't have long white hair. Hashem doesn't have a fixed throne. So we just have to make sure we understand that this is all a mashal. Says Rav Sadia Gaon 1,000 years ago. Kala Omer ki ra Daniel Hashem svakos ayin ba'ayin. Anyone who says that Hashem, Daniel saw Hashem, hariyu posheya b'medame dmus l'Hashem ve'ein lo dmus. As the Pasuk says in Yishayo, Ve'el mi tadam yun kel. Yishayo himself, who quote-unquote saw God, he said no. V'chala omer ki ra malachu min hashonim. So he didn't see Hashem, and he didn't see a malach either, because a malach doesn't have thousands and thousands of fires around him. So what is it? It's a mashal. Ki da ki Daniel ra kol eila b'chalom v'lo b'mar einayim. V'chala chalom yish lo pitaron ki hei mashal. Ein demus lebo reko v'lo demus malach. And all of it is a mashal b'maisei b'nei Adam. And the Rambam echoes this also. The Rambam's the after of Sadia Gaon. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Yesodi HaTorah, in Perek Aleph of Yesodi HaTorah, Im kein ma'uzeh shenemer b'Torah v'tachas raglov. Right, what does it mean? Under his feet. K'suvim be'etzpa Elokim, Hashem has a finger. Yad Hashem, ve'enei Hashem, ve'oznei Hashem, v'chayos b'dorim halalu. Hakol afi daiton shal b'nei Adam hu. They're all just for our das. She'enem akirin ala gufos. We only understand physical beings. So that's why you have to use words that we understand. V'dibra tor kol hashem b'nei Adam. V'akol kinuyim heim. K'mo shenemer shanosi barak harbi. V'chi cherev yeshlo. V'cherev hu oreg. Ela mashal. V'akol mashal. Raya l'davar zeh. And he quotes our pasuk. Shanavi yachad. I'll bring you a raya. Shanavi yachad omer. Shirak adesh barak hu levu shekis lachiver. One, Navi says that he saw Hashem in a clothing white as snow. That's our pasuk in Daniel. And a different Navi saw him dressed differently. Moshe Rabbeinu himself saw Hashem in different garbs. Lomar she'en lo demus v'tzura el hakol b'mara hanavua u'b'machse. V'yamitas hadavar ein daito shel adam yecholo la'asigo v'chakro. You can't understand Hashem, you can't see Hashem. V'zeo shamar kasuv, hacheker aloka timsa im atachlis shakai timsa. Right, you can't. And that's where Rav Saadia Gaon says, this is obviously all the mashal of Hashem sitting on a throne. But Hashem sits on a throne. The Tanchuma says, what is the beginning of Kedoshim? What do you mean, these thrones? So maybe it means the thrones of the Umos Olam that are going to be thrown away. Maybe it means the thrones of the Tzadikim that are going to sit with the Kaddish Baruch Hu and watch the judgment. Different suggestions in the Medrash of the Tanchuma. Nahar Dinur Nagev Nafek Bin Kadamoy. Keep doing the Pasek. There's these rivers of fire that are coming out in front of him. The Gemara, I think in Chagiga, talks about where these fires, where the river's coming from, where they're going to. Elef Alafim Yisham Shune. And he has thousands of servants. Fascinating comment of the Meshechachma. The Meshechachma in Bereishis, in Perek Tezvav, says, why is the sun called the Shemesh? Up till, he suggests that up until Avram Avinu, it wasn't called the Shemesh, it was called the Ma'ar HaGadol. Only Avram Avinu, it started to be called the Shemesh. But he has Shemesh Ba'a in Tezvav Yud Zayin in Lech Lecha. Why? Because Hashem showed that it's just Mishamesh. It's not on its own. It's just a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishaba Avram Avberetz Aram Bacharam Limiki Shemesh Muchrach Miayotzer Shetomet Ola B'Mizrach Shokhiyah B'Mayra V'Urak Shemesh L'Shamesh Pnei Kono. Like our Pasuk says, Yisham Shune, all of his servants. V'Ribo V'Avon Kadamo Yekumun Dina Yisiv V'Sifrin Psicho. The books are open. The books are open, and this is also, as I said before, described in Avodah Zarah Daf Beis. Beis Mabeis Gimel Aleph. The din that's going to happen in the future for all the Umos HaOlam. The Rishonim discuss, the Ramban and others discuss, the different stages of Din. Right, we're all judged every Rosh Hashanah. We're all judged at Yom HaMisa after 120. And this seems to be another day of judgment. Another time of judgment. What is it going to be? You already had the judgment. So Rav Aaron Cutler is quoted as, no, because even after a person dies, the Hashpa of his life continues. And therefore, at the end of days, that's going to include all the hashpa that he had. We're still being influenced by great Rabbanim. The Rambam is influenced Ad HaYom HaZeh every day. So, Sifrim Sichu, the books are open until then. Chazeh Havis Beidin Mikol Milai Rav Arasa Dikana Mala, and I see the horn that's talking. HaChazeh Havis Adikatlis Chevsa. Hashem kills that Chaya. Right, it talks about all the judgment that's going to happen on that day. And then what? Pasuk Yud Gimel. Chazeh Havis Bechezvil El Yad, another dream. And I saw coming from the heavens, kebar enash asehava, like in bar enash. Maybe that means a malach. Maybe that means a person. Rashi, melech hamashiach, melech hamashiach. The malbim, the others say, coming from up above, not coming from the depths like the other nations. Coming from up above, that's the malach. That's Mashiach. The Atik Yomayamati comes to Hashem, Bukadamoi, Hakrivui, and I'm brought close to him. Veleyehiv Shaltan Vikaru Malchu, and to him is given rulership. Vecholamayo Mayo Lashanaya Leyif Lachun. They're all gonna serve him, as we have Sukkim in Yeshayo and elsewhere. Shaltani Shalat Alam. He will have Shlita forever, as the Rambam describes in the end of Malachim. Dilo Yede will never be removed. Umalchuse Dila Tishabel, it will never be taken. It will never be taken. The Mefarshim point out differences. Interesting, we already know the four Golios from Nebuchadnezzar's dream. So why do we have to have another version of the four in this dream? What's the difference? So the Mishpat Zalzov quotes Achronim, maybe that was more of a physical, the four, and this is more of the spiritual, the Midos that they symbolize, right? And the could be, if it's the Midos that they symbolize, maybe we have the Tikkun for all of them. Right? Bava was all about Gaiva and Avodah Zarah and thinking you're the best. Avraham Avinu was misaking that. Madai Paras, they're like bears. We mentioned Mesur Balim Kibasar, fat and into Taiva and Chemda. Yitzchak Avinu was Moser Nefesh. Right? The Yavan was Choshech. Choshech is lit up by the Torah. That's Yaakov Avinu. And finally, Edom, which is all about murder and Kaas. Maybe that's David HaMelech, he suggests. And how David HaMelech was misaking Chatoim in that way. Either way, what the parak continues, it says, Daniel woke up, and he doesn't know what in the dream. He doesn't know what it symbolizes. Is Kriyas Ruchi, my Ruach was bent over, and I was all confused until I asked, and they explained to me what this means. It means the four Golios, and it's repeated, and the fourth one is going to be even more ferocious than all the other ones, with its horns, and ultimately there's going to come a time, though, that even that one will be removed, after describing the psukim again, and towards the end, the Pasach Chafei, until the time comes. What's the time? So many Rishonim discuss, can you figure out, based on the words in Daniel and the symbolic ideas that he mentioned, exactly when Mashiach is going to come? So Rav Saadia Gaon, the Ramban, and many others try to, even though the Gemara says, Tipach Nafshem Shal Machash Vekitz, and you shouldn't try to figure it out, because then if you say a time is going to come, it's going to come, and it doesn't come, so then people are going to have Yeush, and people are going to go off. So that's why the Rambam and others say, don't figure it out. The Ramban says, no, maybe, I'm not saying Avada, I'm saying it's possible. Maybe also it was inappropriate when it was so close to the Churban, but now when we're so close to it, again, the Ramban lived 700 years ago. But either way, this is the discussion of Geula, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Again, Sadi Zion says one shouldn't try to figure out. Just one note on the, we mentioned before, Mashiach is described as coming from the clouds. The Gemara in Sanhedrin wonders, isn't he, then we have a pasuk in Zechariah that he's described as coming humble, univeruchib al chamor. So which is it? Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rami, this is in Sanhedrin Sadiches, Ksiv Be'itav Ksiv Achishena. That line is famous. Is he going to come in his time or hastened? Zachu Achishena, lo Zachu Be'ita. Amr of Alexandria, the next line, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rami, Ksiv Ba'aru Imanon Ishmaya Kabar Inishasa. He's going to come quickly from heavens. V'ksiv Ani V'rochev Alachamar. Zachu Imanon Ishmaya. Lo zachu ani berachav lechamar, which pashtus means that he's going to come, or zoche, he's going to come from heavens. If not, we're going to be zoche, if not, we're going to get ani berachav lechamar. There are those that say exactly the opposite, but either way, this is the description of the four Goliaths and the judgment that's going to happen in the future. But again, there's a lot written about these end psukim, when exactly Mashiach is going to come, but we don't know exactly until it happens, as the Rambam says, and Perek ends off, Ad kas sofa di milsa ana Daniel, this is the end of my vision, and milsa, believe me, nitris, I guard it in my heart exactly when the Kates is going to be. Okay, we'll stop here, this major Perek of the vision of the four Galios.